with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At the height of the busy holiday travel week, what's described as a technical issue prompting American Airlines to ground all of its flights. The airline posting on X, technicians are working to fix the unspecified issue in the shortest possible time. Hamas and Hezbollah have already felt the wrath of Israel, and now the Jewish state is focusing on Yemen's Houthi rebels after the Iran-backed group fired a missile, intercepted by the Israeli military.
The latest missile came just hours after Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, said the country would decapitate the leadership of the Houthis, as it had with Hamas and Hezbollah. His remarks are the first time that Israel has publicly acknowledged killing the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said progress is being made towards a ceasefire and hostage release deal in Gaza. Today, Christians in Bethlehem will for the second year hold more muted celebrations at the Church of the Nativity. The head of the Catholic Church here has just returned from Gaza, where he told Palestinian Christians, "The whole world is with you. The war will finish and we will rebuild."
The BBC's Amir Nada in Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful storm is battering California's central coast, blamed for at least one death amid predictions of hurricane-force winds and 60-foot waves. In Santa Cruz, the under-construction municipal wharf partially collapsed, falling into the raging Pacific.
Forecasts suggest conditions are likely to worsen. And Santa Cruz Mayor Fred Keeley says the pilings and piers now in the water
weigh hundreds and hundreds of pounds apiece and are being driven by the Pacific Ocean. That is not something that we think folks ought to mess around with. We encourage people to stay out of the water until further notice.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A holiday shortened trading session today on Wall Street. The markets to close at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Dow futures down 16 points. NASDAQ futures 40 points higher. This is SRN News. Iraqi lawmakers consider some troubling legislation.
At issue is a constitutional amendment which would, amongst other things, allow men to marry girls as young as the age of 9. Muslim radicals dominate Iraq's legislature, and they see no problem with child marriage. The proposed legislation would also limit the rights of women when it comes to child custody and inheritance. Religious freedom advocates and human rights campaigners are urging the Iraqi parliament not to approve the amendment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another somber Christmas in Bethlehem, thanks to last year's attack on Israel by Hamas, which has triggered more than a year of war. The birthplace of Christ will not have the usual trappings of the city's favorite holiday. No public Christmas tree, no raucous scouts march, no decorations, no twinkling lights. As Bethlehem prepares to mark its second Christmas under the shadow of war, Manger Square is empty of tourists. This is SRN News. An ex-D.C. police officer is convicted of leaking confidential information to a leader of the group, the Proud Boys.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson convicted former Metropolitan Police Department Lieutenant Shane LaMond of obstructing justice and making false statements. LaMond was charged with leaking information to then Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio, who was under investigation at the time, in the burning of a Black Lives Matter banner in Washington. Sentencing for LaMond is scheduled for April 3rd. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Russian-born U.S. citizen already jailed in Russia on a bribery conviction has been handed a second 15-year jail term for espionage. A Moscow court brought espionage charges against Gene Spector in August of 2023, although details surrounding the case were not made public. More details, SRNnews.com.